From Illinois Soul, this is Dialogue. I'm Kimberly Schofield. I host Morning Edition weekdays on Illinois Soul, WILL AM 580, and Illinois Classical FM 90.9.
And I'm Reginald Hardwick, News and Public Affairs Director at Illinois Public Media. Dialogue is an exchange about culture straight from the soul. Kimberly, can you believe it's been 2 years since Illinois Soul's launch?
We've accomplished so much since February 2nd, 2024. We've aired beloved R&B songs.
We've given Champaign Urbana a new source for local news, especially about the Black community.
Autism is a spectrum, meaning that not every child or adult with autism will look or behave the same. Camille Proctor learned this along the way of raising her son. Her organization is deeply committed to fostering inclusivity and support for African-American families navigating the world of autism. Whether it's police brutality.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Code Switch, the show about race and identity from NPR. I'm B.A. Parker.
And I'm Gene Demby. 50 years ago, a bitter strike upended one of America's biggest cities.
Toni Braxton was one of the biggest hit makers of the 1990s into the 2000s. But more recently, she's found success in the movies.
I think I would watch with my friends.
This is not a husband one.
No.
It's a real girls movie. This is an estrogen.
And we've hosted free Juneteenth concerts featuring Selena Johnson.
And on Saturday, February 7th, we'll celebrate Illinois Soul and Black History Month with a concert at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts with a performance by smooth jazz vocalist Mesa. Kimberly, I understand you talked with her. What was she like?
Reginald, she was so fun, so down to earth, really genuine. We had a very good time, lots of laughter, but it was really wonderful hearing about her career, her upbringing, and her time in the UK, and how she is impacting and how she was impacted by music. Let's take a listen. Mesa Leek has a performance legacy spanning over 35 years. From performing in Stevie Wonder's powerful female backup group Wonderlove, to being the lead vocalist of Incognito, over a dozen solo albums plus a Grammy nomination, Mesa has cemented herself as a top voice in jazz, R&B, and soul music. And she's helping Illinois Soul celebrate 2 years with a live performance. I spoke with Mesa about her career, the changes in today's music, and what we can expect from her performance.
I've been thinking someday, someday.
Mesa, you grew up on the East Coast. How did that impact your pursuit of music?
The East Coast has been so good to me. I mean, it's amazing how my parents played so much music in my childhood. Like, a lot of people think I grew up in church, and I didn't. My musical background is from literally what my parents played in the living room. And so we had a lot of great music coming out in the, you know, 70s when I was coming up. So, yeah, it's impacted me heavily. A lot of great music.
Yeah, I know. My friend always says that she loves learning what people listen to because she can then figure out how they're performing and how they're singing nowadays because of the
right,
internet.
Right.
It's fun to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
I saw in an interview that you knew that you wanted to pursue music from the time that you were a child. Was your family also musical other than listening to records and listening to the radio?
Yeah. my mom was a singer, but she was a young singer, mm-hmm. but her family didn't support her, so she kind of gave up. She had a beautiful voice. My dad had a beautiful voice too. He's like a baritone type, but he was a mechanic. Mm. He didn't think about singing, but he was very supportive. They were both very supportive of my career. You know, they sacrificed so much for me to go to school, mm-hmm. go to Morgan State, and my first venture out in L.A. when I was, you know, moved out there to sing with Stevie Wonder. They scraped up all this money for me to, you know, to get an apartment and stuff out there back in the early 90s. So it was a lot.
That's so nice.
They were very supportive. Yeah.
And now you support your son, who's also involved in the industry.
Yes. He's a photographer, videographer, and music producer. He's getting back more to his producer now. He's established himself here in Maryland as a top photographer, so now he wants to you know, make music for his films and stuff, so he's going to do that.
That's incredible. I love when people follow their dreams. It's beautiful. Mesa, you mentioned Stevie Wonder. You've shared the stage and the studio with Stevie Wonder, yes. Will Downing. Did those experiences teach you anything about musicianship or finding your voice? How did that influence you?
Stevie influenced me greatly. I mean, being a senior at Morgan State University and auditioning for him, first of all, was mind-blowing. And passing the audition was mind-blowing. So when I got to L.A. and was, you know, singing background amongst his seasoned background singers, I was so scared. But he was very supportive in that he was kind of like a strong mentor back then. You know, he wanted me to make sure I was comfortable, you know, and make sure I was in the corner trying to sing the right notes and make sure I had my notes right. And he was like, oh, we hear you, girl. You got your notes right. You all right. You know, that kind of thing. It was just wild. And so from him, and then from when I started working with Bluey from Incognito, of course, when I auditioned for them over the phone and got that gig, and then I learned so much about music and being a band leader and touring and stuff like that. So my time at Morgan State also prepared me because the Morgan State University Choir, we toured a lot.
Yeah.
So I learned about hotels and how to carry yourself, how to do interviews and all those things. So my whole life has been preparing me for my life.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, gosh, you're a quick learner too. The lead singer for Incognito, you were a defining voice in the acid jazz movement, and obviously that kind of projected you, I'll say, to your solo career. How did that feel coming from working with these artists and growing yourself?
Surreal in the beginning, because England had such a love, you know, London, of course, had such a beautiful love for black music that I felt like a queen over there. It's like I'm coming, like, oh, she's an American singer. Oh my God. Like, wow, okay. Like, it felt so good to be, you know, respected, you know, as a singer over there. Even I was just starting, mm-hmm. you know, and then when the recording the songs with Incognito, especially the song Don't You Worry About a Thing by Stevie Wonder, of course, that became our biggest hit at that time. It was like a fairy tale. It was just from just being an obscure singer from America, you know, then all of a sudden I'm the lead singer of this group who's internationally known, and we're traveling the world, and I had to have bodyguards in Japan and all this kind of stuff. It was just wild.
Oh, wow.
Feelings that I can't describe.
You were also nominated for a Grammy. What was your response like when you were nominated?
I screamed and screamed and screamed. I was so excited because I waited so long. Like, I've waited my whole career. I've done so many albums by up to that point. I was like, man, I mean, nothing I'm doing is getting recognized.
What the heck?
Yeah, it's like, what is going on? It's taking so long. And so it was my son's birthday party. We're having a birthday party for him. It was December 6th. I'll never forget it. And I was cleaning up, and the executive director of the DC chapter called. She said, Mesa, and I said, hey, what's going on? I'm just casual, like, you know, wondering what they're talking about. And she said, I just want to let you know you got nominated for a Grammy. And I was like, what? And I screamed so loud the kids came running, and they were like, what's wrong? And I was like, I got nominated for a Grammy. And so it was just so surreal. I couldn't sleep that night. It was just so fun.
Until you never like
going to the Grammys. It was very expensive, but it was fun.
I love that. Yeah. I love the kids coming in. What's going on? It's an extra celebratory day.
Okay, I'm telling you.
Ecstasy that makes my head go spinning from love's warm design, yeah.
Illinois Soul is Illinois Public Media's latest station, so we're celebrating our second anniversary, which thank you for coming to do that.
Awesome. That's so cool.
But we, Illinois Soul's, one of their missions is to amplify Black voices and music. What does it mean to you to be part of this milestone with a station that's so rooted in soul and in culture?
It's an amazing honor that you guys chose me to come and sing for y'all. To all of the singers, all the R&B, soul, jazz singers that y'all could have chosen, you chose me to come and celebrate with you. And that means a lot to me because we don't have stations like, you know, Illinois Soul, people that can help us get the music out there and get the names out there and get the exposure. It's difficult. It's very difficult to navigate this industry. And so the support that you guys give us is amazing. And thank you.
Macy, your music is synonymous with grown and sexy vibes. What can the Illinois Soul audience expect from you on our anniversary night?
I don't feel like being lonely tonight. You see, I want some company.
Oh, wow. We're going to actually have such a party. What I call them is I call them a concert parties.
I love that.
I've been giving them, I've been doing that on my birthday for several years now. What it basically is that we span the music. We go through all the music of my career, basically try to go into the vault of you know, I've had a 35-year career. So I have so much music, so many albums, about 15 with Incognito, and I'm working on my 15th solo album. So I have a lot of music. Plus, I've had hundreds of guest appearances. So it's like, it's amazing how, I don't know, with all of that, we're going to somehow put a lot of that into the show. And then we're going to do some Incognito. We're going to do my music. And then we're going to end the show with a big old school dance party, which has been a tradition in my concerts for quite a long time now.
You already mentioned that you have, you know, over a 35-year career. You have such a powerful legacy. Are there any specific songs or any moments in your career that you look back on that excite you the most or that you look forward to sharing the most?
Of course, Deep Waters. I think that song was the pivotal in my career. It changed my life. And, you know, it's amazing how I expect one day people get tired of me singing the song. They don't. They ask for it every time.
Standing here waiting for a train that may never come. I saw
every time, and it's so funny because it's young people. Like, that's what's really blowing my mind. It's the younger generation that's, oh yeah, listen, this is my whole childhood. You know, like my mother played this every day. You know, kind of thing. And so, it's nice to know that at almost 60 years old, I still can reach the younger people too without having to change anything about myself or try to be somebody I'm not.
Yeah,
and that's pretty cool.
Do you think that there has been a significant shift in music or how music is presented or received since you were first coming up?
Yeah, you know, it started, you know, unfortunately, I think that if I started my career maybe 5 years earlier, I would be in a different space, I guess. I'm grateful for where I am. You know, I'm kind of like this underground kind of, I don't know, I can't really explain it. Even though I'm known internationally, I'm still in this underground. Like, a lot of people don't know my name around the world, still don't know the music that I've done. So just saying all that I know that when I first came out, it was a big deal about the Milli Vanilli and the CC Music Factory stuff was going on, where they were putting these supermodels in front of the camera and using the singers' voices, you know, to do the music. And it was, you know, devastating. And also, we didn't do a video for Deep Waters because they didn't think I was the right size. I wasn't, and I was small then. I mean, they would die now, but I was small then. But I was little then, and then so, you know, that was, I wasn't small enough. And, you know, I think they wanted, it was a, you know, it was a certain look that they wanted back then.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I came up in the middle of all of that. Luckily, the music has carried us through, Incognito and myself, you know, carried us through the whole thing. So we got past that. And now these days, I think it's turning back to a soul thing. So this is the thing with the introduction to this AI thing, and this AI artist and AI this, you can't feel the soul. And when people, music connects us through your soul, and that's all, that's it. So when you, you know, you can make money off of it, yeah, you can get some nice songs and some nice remakes, and it is interesting and it's fun. But when people want to see a live human being, that's how we're going to stand out.
Why do you hurt me so bad? It would help me to know, do I stand?
And that's why I'm not really worried about the AI thing too much. As long as nobody tries to steal people's voices and make whole albums and make money, that's where we're going to have to get the legislation to really stand tall. But other than that, live, you know, I don't think people want to pay a lot of money to go see a hologram.
Mm-mm.
I don't think so.
I don't want to. No way. I could go on about AI all day. I don't like it. I don't like it. What do you hope that fans feel when they leave your performance for our anniversary concert?
I want them to be smiling, and I want them to say, I'm glad you got her. That's what I want. That's what I hope and pray for.
No doubt that that will probably be definitely what they say, if not more. They'll be shouting, just like you do for
thank
the Grammys. Thank you so much for
thank
taking
you,
the time to do this.
Thank you, honey. Thank you so much. I can't wait to see Illinois, so we're going to have a good time.
You're listening to Dialogue from Illinois Soul. I'm Kimberly Schofield, and that was my interview with Mesa, a Grammy-nominated jazz and soul vocalist who is performing as part of Illinois Soul's second anniversary concert.
And I'm Reginald Hardwick. Great interview, Kimberly. We are so looking forward to that concert. And if you're listening to this and want to join us for food, fun, and music, buy your tickets at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. The concert is Saturday, February 7th at 7:30. You can check it all out at illinoissoul.org.
Kick the truth to the young black youth.
Teen Summit.
Coming up, many people of a certain age have a fond memory of Teen Summit. The groundbreaking news and talk series was the birth child of University of Illinois alum and BET co-founder Sheila Johnson. Nearly 30 years later, she's helping relaunch the series here at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and at Illinois Public Media. Find out how your child can audition for a role on the new show next on Dialogue.